fighting for America.
I've really enjoyed the campaign. It's been a good experience to travel our state.
I think it was a great way to wrap up what has been a very energetic campaign.
Fighting for Idaho.
Politics is a lot like riding a tiger, and that's really true. You never know when the tiger's going to buck you off and eat you.
Everything we do helps somebody else, not help somebody else. You have to do what you really believe is right.
Fighting for you.
I'm voting because I care about gun control.
I'm voting for education, health care.
I'm voting because when I was growing up, my father told me that if you don't vote, then you have to shut up.
Boise's Mr. Right.
On November 4th, make sure you go out and vote.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning. Welcome to Mayhem in the AM. Kevin Miller in the Morning at 580 KIDO. Phone numbers here, 580-5436. 580-KIDO. Coming up, we'll take a look at Brittany Maynard's decision. If you don't know who she is the 20-something-year-old woman, 29-year-old woman that had terminal brain cancer and decided to move from California to Oregon to end her life. And our own Jane Metzler has this story.
I don't want to die.
She suffered from a terminal brain tumor, which caused seizures, excruciating headaches.
Moments where I'm looking at my husband's face, and I can't think of his name.
Brittany Maynard moved to Oregon because of the state's Death with Dignity law, going public with her decision to end her life on her own terms November 1st. The world watched as she crossed items off her bucket list, including a helicopter trip to the Grand Canyon 2 weeks ago, which she ranked number one. Saturday, she took a fatal dose of barbiturates prescribed by a doctor, ending her life at the age of 29.
I think until anyone has walked a mile in my shoes,
she urged others to respect her decision, spread good energy, and pay it forward. Jane Metzler, Fox News Radio.
Very emotional story here. How many of us remember being 29 or having kids that are in their 20s and deciding that it's over, a terminal brain injury, cancer, that she could not fight? And you have people in Oregon who are, you know, believe in the assisted suicide, that have this group CompassionandChoices.org. It makes you wonder, where are we going as a society with assisted suicide? And we've come a long way from Dr. Kevorkian. So coming up this hour, we'll take a look at that at 580KIDO. In addition to that, we'll also have John Bujak, who will join us, and we'll get his thoughts on a number of things. The election is tomorrow, and Russ Fulcher will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Joining us now is Dave Petzo here at 580KIDO. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kevin.
So we take a look at the week. Does it really make a difference whether or not it's A.J. Belukoff or Butch Otter or John Bujak who runs the state, considering the legislature controls the purse strings?
Well, they do to a degree, but I do think that the having the bully pulpit, if you will, and setting course, setting direction, I think it's really mattered. I think that Butch Otter's done a fine job economically. He's got a strong background, and I think it shows, Kevin. I mean, he's gone out and pursued various trade agreements around the globe, and if you're not really into business, I don't think a lot of governors do that. So I think everybody's got their own thing, if you will, their thing that drives them. And for Butch Otter, it's been driving the economy, and it's really showed. And that is not the purse strings for Idaho.
So as a finance guy, though, Mr. Belukoff has been pretty successful. You still would give the edge to Governor Otter.
Well, you know what? I'd have to say they all seem to have a reasonable background, but the answer is we know what we have with Butch Otter, and I think he's been good. But I'm just saying from that standpoint, not just politically, is that the right guy? I'm just saying that it does matter who the governor is. Absolutely, it does matter what direction the state is going to be focused on.
And we'll see how that plays out coming up here at 580KIDO. When you talk to people outside the state of Idaho, what are some of the big issues economically? Like, you know, we talk about the airport quite a bit, sir. We talk about schools quite a bit. But, and those are political things. But from people that you meet, whether you're in Chicago or where else, what issues would prohibit people from coming here?
Right. Well, as far as Idaho, it simply is. What really drives the business there? What's going on out there? For people that really haven't discovered Idaho, they know it's beautiful. They know that people like living here. They've met enough people that are from there, but they really don't understand what the industry is. And sometimes it's hard for us to define it, isn't it, Kevin? There happens to be 500,000 people here in the Valley, and we're going, well, they don't all work for Micron. They don't all work for HP. What actually is kind of going on here? So it is so much small business. I always think of us as an entrepreneurial center for people that love a great lifestyle, a good four-season climate, and they just want to hop on their mountain bike or whatever and go ride in the foothills immediately after they put down their computer.
Right, and again, we have the positives there, but we also have, you know, some negatives. You talked about this before. We could be more tax-friendly to businesses
yep.
in the state.
Well, we sure could be, and I'm sure some of the things that are going on with the Magic Valley Miracle and all that really are fairly tax-friendly. But on an ongoing basis rather than one-off, I'd like to see a more tax-friendly environment overall for business, not just, hey, come here and we'll give you 10 years' worth of goodies. Let's make it stable all the time. Like a tax-free state like Texas, you can count on that for longer than, say, a 5-year or 10-year entry period.
What do you make of the big news that came out, I believe, Friday? And we touched on it a little Saturday morning here at 580 KIDO of this Amy's Kitchen coming in where it's going to bring 1,000 jobs to Pocatello. Mm-hmm. I, you know, like you, I only care about where we live. But, you know, it's great what's going on in Twin Falls. Wonderful that Pocatello gets this. But what do you make of this? And I do believe they do get some deals on that.
I'm sure they did, and I think it just shows that you can attract even into a place like Pocatello. And pardon me for those of you who are from Pocatello, but I did spend a couple of
years. That was a chuckle out of you.
Over on the other side of the state, and I don't want to go back.
Everybody says that. What's the deal about that?
It's cold.
It's
windy.
Cold,
it's just no, no.
You know, they keep trying to lure me over there, the other side of the state.
Are they?
They do. They always try and say, you know, you would be the king of Idaho Falls. You'd be the king of, you'd be the prince of Pocatello. And I've never been there, but they always try and get me to come over to that side.
Don't go to the dark side, Kevin.
Go.
It's
okay.
The dark side. Trust me.
Well, only if I could take you.
Yes. Well, no, you can't. I can't go back. I graduated from high school over there.
Right.
And I've gone back, I think, twice
that
in my life.
That was enough for you.
Over the last 30 years, I've gone back, or 20 plus years.
I see.
I've only gone back twice.
Well, we do have a phone call for you here at 580 KIDO,
and
your headphones are ready to go. We go to our own economist, and that would be Ron Paul Jim for Dave Petso at 580 KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. You know, I just wanted to add to that where we were talking about, or where you guys were talking about the favored tax structure for certain businesses and things like that. Well, reelecting Otter isn't going to change that, because it's been that way ever since he's been governor and probably preceded him. And then Belukoff, well, he's just a liberal, so I'm voting for Bujak. I'm going to play spoiler, and I want change. I want real change. And I know he's a controversial figure, and they tried to get him in all kinds of trouble. But, you know, the truth is he's more of a Tea Partier and more of a constitutionalist than the other two. So that's where I'm going.
Well, do you have a question for Mr. Petso?
No, I was just saying that I agree with that the tax structure, you know, and that's going to affect my vote. That's all I want to comment on.
All right. Well, Mr. Bujak will be joining us at 7:30.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much here at 580 KIDO. See? You put your headphones on for an endorsement of a political candidate.
It's all right. We all should be fired up around election season, right?
Yes, sir. Now, the governor at 580 KIDO has taken your advice, which is to get rid of the business property tax, for lack of a better term, where if you have a stapler, you get taxed on that. What other moves would you like to see coming out of the executive in this next legislative season?
You know, I have to say, I think that they're continuing along the same course of trying to attract businesses into Idaho as our current governor has done. He's done it, you know, remarkably well, and into places that really are not a destination. The Magic Valley, Eastern Idaho, and we look at what's going on here in this valley. It's This is quite an economic miracle, considering we are not drilling for anything in our state, right? We don't have energy here the way all the high-flying states are going. So,
well, they have more money to draw from, as the governor's pointed out, too. So when you take a look at all the states that are ahead of us,
yeah,
they are all our big oil states, if you will.
Big oil or coal. That's
yeah.
it. That's it. They're energy states, and we don't have any. We're like number one in economic growth if you don't have energy. So it's pretty ridiculous. And so I look at that and I go, you know, that's kind of working pretty good. I would say let's do more of exactly what they're doing, Kevin. So I don't have any ideas to sit here and say this is what's going wrong. The only thing I would like to see is better better focus on better taxes and not just drawing people in with some special deal that we don't know what it is, but I'm sure it is some kind of special deal.
Right. Well, that's been the big criticism. Hey, we're going to do stuff for Chobani, but we're not going to do anything for the Petso Center.
Right, because the Petso Center's here, right?
Right, and you have these existing businesses that would like to compete, that would like to do things, but unfortunately, the tax structure here, would you like to see something like similar to what you see in Washington State or Oregon when it comes to their tax structure, being more tax-friendly, if you will?
Oregon's certainly not more tax-friendly. They're horrifying, and in some aspects, Washington is too. But, yes, of course, I would love to not pay any income taxes. My income tax bill to the state of Idaho now, because I've done well, is higher than I made in my 10th year in the business. So,
hey, you're doing better than ever. Pony up, buddy.
But it's a fairly large bill, Kevin. So I just kind of not really
thrilled
about it.
We have a lot of people depending on you to make that money, Buster.
We do. But let me just say, there's a real attraction to Nevada and Washington when you have that kind of a tax bill. It would fund a whole lot of vacations.
Speaking of vacations, a man who never takes vacation, our friend Gene in Cuna with Dave Petso and Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, my friend. The bell pepper meets the pear once more.
Yes, exactly.
aren't we doing well in our old age, in our over-heavy age?
You're right about that, sir.
I do have a question for Dave. And, you know, you're talking tax codes and things that I understand very, very little about, except when I do my income taxes, and then I go ouch, ouch, and ooch. And how would a person, say, of my stature, which isn't much, but I make a pretty decent amount of money each week.
Because you're working 7 days.
Well, yeah, I don't have much choice. I mean, there's nobody really wants to, you know, pitch in and say, well, look, you know, I'll take your job for the night and give you a night off. Or after they understand what it all entails, they don't want to do it. And I can't say that I blame them, because I must be about half insane to work 7 days a week. But, you know, somebody's got to do it. And I want to put a little money away, but I guess I just don't know how. I have 5 people in my household. I have some dogs. I have some horses and a couple of cats and a partridge in a pear tree, so to speak. But, Dave, what would you suggest that I do to put a little money away each week to try to get some kind of nest egg built up?
Well, you need to have a regular investment plan. What I'm saying is, you can't do this like, this week when things are, you know, this month when things are pretty good and we've got a little money left over, I'll go ahead and save it. If you're not paying yourself first, you're never going to get started. And I don't care what the amount is. I mean, I really don't. This is a lesson that has been just to the core. When I started in this industry, I literally made $16,500 my first year, and that's rather gruesome to say the least. But the first $50 we made every month, we put away, because that's what I thought people should do, and that was what I taught, that you just keep putting away. You pay yourself first. Pay yourself first. And you don't. And the other thing is some of the things you're doing, you're going to have to reconsider. Horses are expensive. Okay.
Well, they are, and there is no market for them whatsoever, and there are no kill factories, and that would just, it's kind of a labor of love, Dave, it really is, but I understand what you're saying, to pay yourself first, and that way it goes into something every month that maybe I could buy a stock in something or do something, because it's got to be done, and
Yep.
I mean, I make like $42,000 a year, sometimes $47,000 a year, which isn't a lot of money compared to what a lot of people are making. But to me, that's a good amount of money, and I should be able to be putting something away.
Then I would say, I agree, and you just need to start, and I literally mean tomorrow. Okay?
Okay,
well, just it's not hard to do, and I'll tell you what look, this is not having you put $100 a month certainly isn't going to affect our business, okay? So
right.
What I'm saying is give us a call, and we will literally we've made that promise to everybody that it doesn't matter what the amount of money is, we will make sure people get off on the right foot. So that's
okay.
We can point you in the right direction. You can do it yourself, you can have us help, it doesn't matter, but give us a call and start now.
Okay.
All right, Gene,
Dave,
call
I will do that.
And ask for Dave for a good time.
I was there. Yeah, good time. Oh, okay. Ooh, there's a lot of information there, Kevin.
Gene, we got to run, but thank you, brother.
My friend, it's always a pleasure.
God bless our great friend
God
Gene.
God bless.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Here we go, getting ready for Election Day. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. Thank you for starting your day with us. We're very blessed and honored to have you with us. And if you can't get enough of good old K. Miller, you can always go to the Kevin Miller Show on Facebook, Kevin Miller Show there. We've got 580 KIDO. We'd love some more likes there. KIDO AM Boise. You know, we've got 27 Facebook sites just to make sure that you get enough of us on the social media at 580 KIDO on Twitter, at Kevin Miller Show on Twitter as well. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Dave Petzo with us from the Petzo Center. Quickly to the phones in Idaho. Steve, thanks for your patience. Good morning, sir.
Hey, you bet, gentlemen. How you doing?
Great.
Very good.
So just a quick question. One of the things we looked at on Fulcher's campaign was collapsing the tax brackets, taking it down from the 7 brackets to maybe 1 or 2. Any thoughts on how that would help small business?
Oh, anything that simplifies the overall tax bracket, in my mind, it always helps. It's always attractive. A flatter tax is a more attractive tax to all business. It's not just because, well, sure, you want you to not pay 7-8%. Of course, the highest, most productive, job-creating people would rather put some of those tax dollars towards another job, but that's really not the argument. It's simplification, it's regulation. Regulation is so insidious. People don't even recognize how bad it is when you have to file so many things. And you can't ever even do payroll with a payroll tax program correctly enough that you don't get tax letters from the IRS constantly. It is a mess. It takes an incredible amount of time just to comply. And simplifying the tax code is a great step.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Idaho Steve. We appreciate it, brother.
You bet, man. Take care.
Our great friend, Idaho Steve. Quickly, the markets are at all-time highs, Dave Petzo. You must be happy about that.
I am. Okay, now, so here's the bet, right? You come into October, and here's the bet. All right, so in the month of October, we're going to have a near 10% correction in the market. We are going to have Ebola, Russia. QE is going to end. Remember QE? If it ends, the market's tanked. It's going to end, and the market will go up 2% for the month.
Right.
To all-time highs. Nobody would take that bet. That's what happened in October. Is that amazing? And this underlying strength of this market continues. There just simply are no other choices. And the fact of the matter is, whatever we want to say about QE, about the phony dollars, about the Fed, about all these things, the reality is that corporate world is making record profits, which equals record highs in prices of those companies. Record dividend payments equals record highs. Record cash flows, record highs. Best balance sheets in history, record highs. Call it phony. I call the bank accounts that people have real.
Dave Petzo, and finally, it doesn't look good for the ruble.
It is not looking good for the ruble. And that's good. I think that's good. I just don't know what the nut job backed into the corner is going to do, right? Because his economy is absolutely collapsing. And with oil down, it is not going to help it at all. So they had to make a big jump in their interest rates this past week to try to save it. It's not going to save it. It doesn't mean it goes to zero, but the economy in Russia is really impacted by the sanctions. There's no question about it. It's really working, and they are in trouble.
Dave Petzo, we appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Kevin.
Don't forget Dave Pezzo, Pezzo Financial, the Pezzo Center. Money Matters, Saturdays at 580 KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, men, men, manly men.
And here we are, ready to go. Election day. Dave, how many times are you going to vote today?
I've already voted four times, so I'm going to try for a couple more.
Really? Is there a prize for the most number of votes?
Yes, staying out of jail.
Staying out of jail, I see.
No, I will do my voting when my wife gets home. We always kind of have a tradition. We get together, we go vote, and then we go eat.
I see. You go vote and eat. Are they related?
No, it's just a tradition. She comes home from work, we get in the car, we go down, we vote, and then we go get a bite to eat.
Well, what are we going to do as far as get past the sheer negativity? No one votes anymore. It's no fun. I don't know what we're going to do.
Let me ask you this. How many years you been voting, Kevin?
On and off since I was 18.
You've been hearing that ever since you were 18, haven't you now?
Yeah, but I'd say it's picked up as far as the negativity in the past few years, the past, I'd say, six cycles.
The negativity in which way?
That nobody votes.
But they've all been saying that. They always say that. None of the people get out and vote. It's been that way since I've been voting. Everyone says that. We have never had it so that it's a 70% turnout. Have we ever?
Not in my lifetime.
Have we ever had 60% turnout?
Can't say.
50? I mean, we're dropping now like a rock.
Right, but I mean, people are going to say it's going to be, what, 20%, something like that.
And that's about what it always is. You know, I mean, you have those big, when it's a presidential election, you'll have more people come out. But that's it. That's the only time. People don't care. I mean, isn't that frightening? I mean, I'm saying it very bluntly, but it's very frightening. People are more interested in what Blake Shelton's doing on The Voice with Taylor Swift.
No, I agree with you on that. But there are a lot of elections. And, you know, I got a lot very sentimental when the governor was on. I mean, he's been active politically since 72. I think that's quite an accomplishment anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is the last campaign. And unfortunately, I don't think that the media has focused in on that. Maybe they focused in on the race itself. But I think they've missed something entirely when you have someone who has, whether you agree with him or not, continued to be involved in politics for so many years. He doesn't need to be involved in politics. He could do other things, but he decides to be engaged in the process.
Yeah, oh, he could go clip coupons. I mean, he is financially set to where he doesn't have to worry about that.
Right.
As is A.J. Belukov, by the way. He is financially set that he doesn't have to do that.
Well, I'm with you, and I think we need more people like A.J. Belukov that jump into the fray that are, you know, have been at a local level, but you know, you take a look at someone who has done all these things and think who was around in 72 or 82 or 92 and 02 that's not involved with politics today. You talk about a guy that worked for, you know, the J.R. Simplot that has seen so many things in the state. Think of how much the state has grown since you've been here, and then couple that with the experiences in Butch Otter's lifetime.
Oh, this state has changed so much, some for the better, some for the worse. Since I moved here, yeah, that might have been part of the worst part of it, me moving here. Might be my fault. But no, it has changed so much. Even the Treasure Valley has changed so much physically. I mean, Eagle Road was a two-lane road. Everybody, Fridays, it would back up for miles as everybody was going up Old Horseshoe Bend Road up over into the mountains. You know, the days where, I mean, seriously, out there where all of that growth is on Eagle Road was all just big grassy fields and some farmhouses.
Right.
I remember that. And then I start thinking, I'm sounding like an old man. But, you know, it has changed a lot. I remember when they said, there will come a day where you won't be able to see the difference in between Boise and Meridian. Well, you look at it, you don't see really where one stops and the other starts now.
Well, but on the other hand, I think you have a cultural shift.
Yes, you do. Yeah, you do. And, you know, a lot of people go, oh, those darn Californians. Well, a lot of those Californians who came here are conservative Californians who fled their state. who are perhaps more conservative than some of the natives. I know I've got a neighbor who is from California, moved here 5 years ago. Probably he makes you look like a lefty.
Well,
I'm just saying. I mean, that guy is super conservative, and he's from California.
I like what you said. Makes me look like a lefty. What's that supposed to mean?
That guy is so far to the right, he scares me at times.
Yeah.
But, you know, he left California to get away because of what had happened to his home state.
Well, and I think that's unfortunately where this state gets kind of mislabeled as one of the most conservatives or the most conservative. I think it's libertarian, but I think that has been accurately depicted by folks that have done campaigns here. There's more of an independence, anti-government vibe, but conservatism, social conservatism, not so much, I think. It's, you know, just leave me alone.
Yeah, I think it is more of a libertarian vibe. I do. I think it's, you know what, I don't want the donkeys or the elephants getting in my pockets.
Right, or telling me what to do, as mm-hmm. opposed to, you know, social conservatives, this, that, and the other. And it's funny, when we have people on, they always go, well, in South Carolina, South Carolina is a different world from really most of the country. And parts of Indiana are the same way. And, I mean, every state is unique. And you can't just say, well, they're all righties there. I think our legislature is pretty moderate, personally.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can go into the Bay Area and find conservatives who live there, who are as conservative as anyone in Idaho. I mean, so they do exist. Everywhere has its pockets. I think... And this is just totally my opinion, so it very well could stink. But I think that you'll find across our entire country, whether you're talking about South Carolina, whether you're talking about wherever, I think you're finding people moderating, because if you don't, they'll get you.
Well, you heard Steve Pankey on yesterday mm-hmm. talking about the gays that are going to get him because they're mean to him.
Yeah.
You know, should I disclose who I'm leaning towards as far as voting?
That's up to you.
Yeah, I got to tell you. By the way, if you're looking for something to do tonight, join me at the Riverside Hotel. I'll be sitting at a desk, live blogging as this happens, doing some updates at 580KIDO.
Yep, we'll keep you updated there, so that way you can check in.
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at home, not blogging, but updating the website.
You're going to be monitoring as well.
Yep, I'll be doing web stuff at home.
Well, that's a pretty cushy gig.
Why is that?
Well, you don't have to hang out with all those politicos.
No, they don't want me there.
They're going to sit there and stare at me like it's a fishbowl.
Yeah,
ha, ha. You radio? Yeah, I radio.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's you'll be there with Randy and Justin, our political.
I think just Justin will be there. But the funny thing about that, and folks, if you're looking for something to do, I will try to make the blog entertaining this evening. So, look, there's somebody named Timmy. Timmy's going over to get another cupcake for the sixth time. But, no, I'm leaning towards Steve Pankey.
All right.
I just think that, pro-life kind of had my vote for a while. And I just think that it was very courageous. And as I've said, we've had a little fun with him. But I have to admit, that was one of probably the more honest interviews that I've heard in quite some time. He was very cognizant, very coherent, very focused. Then we had the John Bujak supporter, Keith, that called in and ripped him, which I thought was entertaining. But here's a guy that a lot of people may think he's a kook, but how can you not vote for someone who's praying on election night?
Well,
that's the question I ask myself internally.
I mean, do we know that A.J. Belukoff or that Butch Otter or John Bujak is not praying?
They ain't going to be at the temple or wherever he's going to be. They're going to be at the Riverside with Kevin Miller having a good time. I wonder if they have French fries there.
Who's to say whether you have to be somewhere to pray or not?
I think you do. I think you have to. I mean, it's a little different than being in a worship center than being at the hotel room.
See, I disagree.
Boozing it up.
That's my opinion.
I think you're stretching.
You think I'm stretching?
I think you're stretching this.
I could be praying for you right now, sitting right here, buddy.
I pray for you and Ray Amaya every night. I pray for all my listeners.
Well, if you're not at the church, then it doesn't count.
No,
I pray. That's what you just said.
When you're nice one. When at 580KIDO, when you're talking about going to a place and saying, I'm going to spend the night praying, I think it's a little different than the usual things you hear from a politician. And I think there are a lot of people that at night before they go to bed, they say their nightly prayers, and I do that.
Good. Somebody needs to be praying for me. I'm serious when I say that. I'm not mocking or joking.
Maybe I'm serious. Maybe you should reciprocate.
Maybe I do. Maybe you are assuming a lot. It's like a prayer is going up for you right now, buddy.
Hey, there's some controversy going on over a story that you talked to me about yesterday, and you said don't tell anybody,
mm-hmm.
and now some parents are angry. Is this really a news story? And you're going, Kevin, you haven't said anything. I'm just going to leave it up to you.
It's a story we had heard yesterday morning that there had been some threats made at Mountain View High School via social media. And they were trying to not keep a lid on it, but keep panic down, is what we were told.
Right.
And there's some parents very upset that they were not informed of what was perceived as a threat. Police had decided early yesterday morning they knew who the people were involved and that they were going to deal with it in the morning.
They apparently, some media outlets, I guess, reported it because the story that I got was that the parents were mad that they heard about it through the media as opposed to the schools.
Yeah. I think Channel 7 had it mid-morning, maybe like at 11 o'clock. Do they do news at 11?
No, that's a Billy.
I think maybe it was in their news update they had it, and it was around that same time that they sent out an email or a text to the parents letting them know.
Well, how would you like to be? Now, this is a fascinating topic here at 580KIDO. How would you like to be one of these parents, and you hear about it on the news, not get a text? Do they have a point? Looking at it from their perspective, because sometimes we look at it from the schools or the media outlets, what do you think?
I guess my question is, if you're a parent and you get, I'm just trying to think. If the police, and we have to assume, we're assuming a lot of things here, that they knew who it was, that they had it under control, that they had, if you get an email that says this is, what's going on, they're still working on it in the morning, by the way. Are you going to hold your kid out?
That's what most people said that they would do.
So then suddenly you only have 10% of the kids at school, and it causes mass chaos at the school. Do you send your kid? I don't know, and I don't have a kid in that situation. I'm not sure. In fact, it would be interesting if you opened up later this morning the phones to anyone who's a parent in Mountain View. What would you have done differently?
Most parents have said, at least those that were on the piece, I believe it was Channel 7, because that's really the only news that I watch at 580KIDO. Mm-hmm. Most parents, I think a couple, said that they would have kept their kids out.
And then you have the question, did the media just get those, is it one of those things? When you're in customer service, you only hear the complaints.
Well, that's a good point here at 580KIDO. Is it the media's business to promote or not to report this, considering the sensitivity of it? I mean, early in my career, I've had people, hey, there's a bomb threat at such and such. And then you look at it from your perspective. And look, the schools have their own agenda. Is it appropriate? Is that newsworthy if it's a hoax?
Yeah, see, and I guess that's what I'm assuming, law enforcement knew what they were doing. They knew that it was not a serious threat at that point, because otherwise I'm sure they would have locked things down had they known it was a serious threat. But by that point, they'd probably investigate enough to know that these were just two idiots that, were going back and forth on Twitter being stupid.
Maybe they'd lock you down.
I mean, we sit in here in the traffic center, we hear bomb threats, not all the time, but on a regular basis, or we hear different, suspicious package, and they send everybody and their cousin out to it. We could jump on and report that stuff, but in some ways that only encourages more kooks.
Yes.
So,
we don't like the kooks.
No, we don't like the kooks. Speaking of that, vote today. Have an informed guess when you go to the polls. It's frightening how many people are going. Just yesterday in this building, I had people going, where do we go to get information about who's running for office? And I'm going, oh, my goodness.
Well, I was watching one local newscast, and part of their story was, hey, make sure you go to our website for a complete voter's guide. And it's very extensive and thorough, but is that reporting? Is that public service or is that promotion? Boy, I'm a cynic.
You are a cynic.
I am a cynic. At least I'm self-diagnosing myself here.
Yeah. You are.
You're not going to answer that question, though, are you?
I don't know what it is. I don't.
I mean, are we that dumb that we get? Well, never mind. Why do you talk to people in this building?
Because I'm friendly.
Yeah, but I mean, it just frustrates you.
No, it didn't frustrate me. I walked away shaking my head going, my goodness.
Yeah, these are the future leaders of the world.
But they condemn me as on The Voice and that Taylor Swift is killing it.
Yeah, well, Taylor Swift is everywhere.
She's scary. She's got cat eyes.
By the way,
mm-hmm.
on a totally unrelated note, I have to tell you that our man Rob Lowe's commercials for DirecTV are just incredible.
Incredibly bad.
I think they're great.
For a guy who was accused of being a pervert years ago?
Well, you got
this is a guy who
I'll
go ahead and say allegedly because I don't know, was filming women having sex in his bedroom.
He made a movie on it, Sex, Lies, and Videotapes with Spader.
But allegedly was doing it. So this is a guy who's kind of creepy, and then they got these creepy ads with him. I don't care for him. And my wife hates him.
I love the creepy Rob Lowe ads because they're so bad. Again, with all due respect, yes, that past indiscretion, you do have me there. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
But I have to hit you with this one. I mean, hi, I'm creepy Rob Lowe. I got my TV's down, so I'm going to the swimming pool. Because you've seen people like that.
Well, yeah. We got some that work here. I won't tell you who, but you know. Traffic now, Kevin, as you're coming out of Candy County. And
John Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And it is Millie in the morning, 580 KIDO, time for traffic. Good morning, Dave. 5:59 coming up, we'll take a look at, well, a few things. School safety from your perspective. The latest on, well, the life and times of Brittany Maynard, a young woman who moved to Oregon so she could die. And the big question here in our politically correct world today, to end someone's suffering, do we have a right to die in America? Your thoughts are next. Stay with us. Kevin Miller.
Serving Meridian.